USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer said Monday its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11 and that it will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon. The vaccine is made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech. Since day one of the pandemic in the United States, less than 450 children ages 0 to 17 have died from coronavirus. A civil lawsuit filed Monday against a Texas doctor who revealed that he helped perform an abortion on a woman more than 6 weeks pregnant. That's in violation of the new heartbeat law, an attempt to save voiceless children's lives from death. Alan Braid said he carried out the abortion on September 6th on a woman who was still in her first trimester but was beyond the six-week limit. He claims it was because of his duty to care to the patient. Braid's case could test the constitutionality of the new Texas law, which took effect September 1st. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party has won a minority government after a close election battle Monday. USA Radio News.
Are you on Medicare or soon to go on? Some important news from Newsmax. The Medicare Board of Trustees just released a report saying it will run out of money in 2026. It's happening sooner than imagined. All this week, Grant Stinchfield reveals the shocking story of Medicare abuse. He talks to the insiders, tells you what happened, and shows you how you can protect your insurance. Watch Stinchfield's Medicare Abuse series on Newsmax at 8 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is America's fastest-growing cable news channel. It's on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds. Newsmax covers the big stories you need to know. Medicare is in real trouble. Get the facts about your insurance. Watch Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.
Let's dig a little deeper on the COVID vaccines for children. Dan Naraki reports.
Drug maker Pfizer says the initial data from its COVID vaccine trial on children aged 5 to 11 showed promising results. The company said in a Monday press release that the results of the early trial showed that the vaccine was safe and effective for children. Pfizer says they will ask the FDA for emergency use approval once that trial is complete. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Mark McClellan tells CNBC that it's likely that the agency will be able to move quickly with their decision.
It is going to be a thorough process at the FDA. They look at all the actual data, replicate the studies that are reported, but those findings are very promising, especially around the ability of a very small dose to lead to a very strong immune reaction. And that's another reason why we give a lot of vaccines to younger kids, very resilient immune system. So it's good that that's panning out, and action by the FDA in a month seems very feasible.
We are USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
As the self-induced border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border worsens with 13,000 to 14,000 Haitians infiltrating the southern border, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas from Del Rio, Texas, on Monday.
We have reiterated that our borders are not open and people should not make the dangerous journey. If you come to the United States illegally, you will be returned. Your journey will not succeed, and you will be endangering your life and your family's lives.
Former ICE Director Tom Holman on Fox News says the Biden administration has lost control of the border.
They've lost operational control. When there's 350,000 gotaways, there's no operational control. When you surge resources at RGB in the Del Rio, that leaves 224 miles of border unguarded. I've seen the assignment sheets. 224 miles of southern border were unguarded because they had to surge resources in these other areas. That's not operational security. When the Haitians are moving back and forth to Mexico for supplies and freely coming into the illegal camp on U.S. property, that is not operational control. And finally, I'll say this. Talking to a senior Border Patrol command official, he told me, Tom, we have lost control of the border. It's just his terms. He said, broken arrow. We are overwhelmed. We can't handle the incoming. We are outmatched in this. We have lost operational control of this area.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.